Well, folks, as we finish out the show, we're opening up the inbox, and I get to sit here and answer a question today. I always love it when I can kind of weigh in, because you know I have some opinions, people, and I like it when I can share them, but our producer, Athena, sometimes puts more professional people in the seat. But it's just me today. So here is our question. My friend is a Christian, but her boyfriend is an atheist, which worries me a lot because I know that Christians should not date unbelievers. I also know it would not help her with her faith. I know this from personal experience. She claims she is too in love with him to end the relationship. What can I do for her? I don't want her to end up in heartbreak like me. Well, first of all, I want to commend your concern for your friend. It's obvious that you guys are close and that you've built a relationship that you're hoping will allow you to be honest about your feelings about this. And maybe you already have been a little bit. Maybe you've tread into this territory. Maybe you've tried and have been met with kind of some resistance. And now you're like, is this my last chance? You don't necessarily say that she's ready to marry this guy, but it sounds like she's pretty entrenched in this relationship, which is one of the, you know, fears that I have about people giving up too much too soon in relationships, because they act like they're married without any commitment, and then it kind of clouds their objectivity, as you're seeing here. And I've been there too, on a number of different levels, with guys that just weren't good fits and I shouldn't probably have been dating. So here's the deal. Obviously, you want to do this in a loving way. And I'm not even going to tread into the area of, like, you know, what is she thinking? What's her rationalization? What does this look like on her part? Because you can't fix her. You're not responsible for her. But here's what you could possibly do. The first thing is to enter this situation prayerfully. And this is something you may already be doing, but to pray earnestly and boldly about the situation, that God is truly in control, that he is understanding of the situation, and that he has the power to change it, and he has the power to change her heart. After all, she is a believer. She has the Holy Spirit. She can come under conviction. She has a number of things going for her, being a daughter of the King of the universe. And so trust that to Jesus on her behalf, and know that prayer is probably the best thing you can do for her. Secondly, and this is something that I think a lot of people, where they get tripped up, is you do have the ability and you do have the right to speak forthrightly as a friend. I think it would be bad of you not to say anything. I mean, there are a number of scriptures out there that talk about our responsibility as believers to lead others out of sin, to steer them towards the cross, to steer them towards conviction, to hold them accountable. And so for you to bring this up in a forthright, clear manner, in a way that she could understand, I think would be helpful. That is, you know, I would say your responsibility in this situation. Is it your responsibility to get her to change her mind or to dump this guy or to say she was wrong? It is not. But what you can do is walk alongside her as a friend, allow her to process how the relationship is going with her, allow her to vent any feelings towards you, even maybe the reaction she's getting from other people, because if she has other believers in her life, she's probably getting those. And in, you know, just tell her even that you're praying for her and that you truly believe that God has something different for her, something better. Something that I've told my friends before is this whole idea of, do you really want to hitch your wagon to this guy, walk through life with him, getting closer and closer, building a lifetime of memories, of history, of children together, only to be separated in eternity? If she has not yet processed that, then that is something that maybe she needs to think through, because that has future and, in fact, eternal implications for her. And so, but again, I just want to finish by saying, look, kudos to you for caring. Enter into, maybe pull some other folks who are in her life as well around her to go after this, but know that in the end, it's her decision. It's between her and the Lord. Where she goes, you're not going to be able to accept responsibility for it, but you can love her through it, care for her, show her truth in the midst of it, and pray. Okay, you guys, that is it for this week's show. Thanks for listening in. And as always, we like to share not only from scripture, but from our own experience and collectively, even the way you guys have been walking through stuff. We want to encourage one another along the journey here at The Boundless Show and beyond. So we love you. Make sure you're hopping onto the site for any segments or anything that you've missed in the past. Write to us. Find us on the blog if you want to comment. And otherwise, we will see you around next week. I'm Lisa Anderson for The Boundless Show.